Well, I haven't seen a game for a week. Since Saturday, actually. It was the last game I watched.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
I know Lakers lost today again.
Yeah, against the Suns is a tough one. That was pretty close, actually. Well, I find they play better with Kobe not on the floor.
Really?
Just saying.
I reckon he's going to give it away.
Minnesota!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes.
Watch out! Derek come into the season. Oh, I just don't think he thought his body would be this sore. I know that sounds strange, but he's probably looking back going, "Well, shit, I've had 2 seasons off, pretty much. Should have added a bit of time to his career, but
yeah,
it hasn't seemed to be the case. He seems to just be struggling with soreness and just being old for basketball."
It's funny you say, because it was like one of my first topics for tonight. I just was like, I wanted to get your thoughts on the whole, you know, him possibly giving away early. Because, you know, we saw the Cleveland game, obviously, the other day where he pumped out like 17 assists.
Yeah.
They still lost the game. Great game, though, like highly entertaining. But, you know, he came out and said that he'd be lying if he said it hadn't crossed his mind, and he doubts it, but anything's possible. And he's, you know, just like you said, just echoed what you said, you know, his body's hurting like crazy. And it's more, I found it more funny that he said, you know, it's hurting like crazy around the clock. So it's like this constant aching he's getting.
Yeah.
You know, but the money's not, you know, leaving 25 mil on the table's not going to affect his decisions, not about the money. But basically, if he doesn't feel like doing it, he won't do it anymore.
Yeah. And at what stage do you get sick of the pain?
Yeah.
The way I see it, right? Now, I hate going to the dentist, but if I had a hole in my tooth and it was killing me, I'd put it off for a little bit, but eventually I'd go, I've just had enough of this pain, I just want to get it over and done with.
That's true. That's a really good point, actually. I never thought of it like that.
Shit, I'll just wind it up now then, because that's about the only one I got.
Well, you're good for 1 a month, so
yeah. You
hit your quota.
I mean, prove it.
I find it interesting, you know, it's like we sit here and we watch Laker games, and I find it funny more from your angle than anything, because, you know, you're the resident Laker fan on the show. But it's just like my take is that, like I've said to you countless times, like I really like the young core in this team. You know, I like the fact that Nick Young and Jeremy Lin seem to have a thing going together with Wesley Johnson, plus you got Ed Davis and Wayne Ellington. Like, I like that young sort of core factor, and they really seem to have like a decent mojo.
I like all those guys as well.
And then I just think, you know, you add Julius Randle to that mix, they're not even like super young, but it's a nice young core going forward.
Yeah, it is, but those guys, eventually you want to see them coming off the bench, you know, Jordan willing one day a powerhouse team. Obviously they're not all going to stick around, but yeah, all those guys you mentioned, I love. Especially, I love Jordan Hill. I love Tariq Black. What a good pickup. He's going to be good for us.
Right.
Yeah, I like Jeremy Lin. Unfortunately, you know, near my thoughts on Jeremy Lin. It's Byron Scott's fault. got to get that top 5 pick. That'll be a good start, and hopefully get Munro.
Interesting. Question. Did you do your homework? I remember about 2 shows ago.
Oh, was that the Hawks?
Yeah, to watch a Hawks game.
Yeah, I did. I showed you the picture.
Did you?
Yeah, remember I sent you the picture?
You didn't.
Stadium was empty.
You didn't send me a picture.
I did.
Did you watch a whole game, though?
I watched the whole thing.
Don't lie.
Like, the whole stadium was empty. I think I may still have the picture in my phone.
But did you watch the game?
I'm going to say this.
Did you watch a game or did you watch highlights?
I watched a Memphis-Atlanta game. I watched a game.
The whole game?
Yes.
In Atlanta?
A game, in yes.
Was it in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Why do I feel like you're just about to tell me that the dog ate your homework?
I sent you a picture.
I don't remember the picture. I'll take your word for it.
Remember I sent you the picture and there was like not one person in a chair.
Well, look, regardless of that, I do want to get your thoughts about it. So they're currently 34-8. They're leading the Eastern Conference. They just knocked off Detroit today. A very good team. They've turned it around. 13-game win streak. They're 17-3 at home. What are your thoughts on the Hawks?
The usual.
Wow, really?
I'm not impressed.
Really?
It's just gonna.
I don't think you watched a Hawks game.
I found a picture.
I know you found a picture. My question is, did you do your homework and did you watch a whole Hawks game at home?
I watched a Hawks game against the Grizz.
Okay.
I have proof.
Okay.
Do you want me to resend it to you?
No. I can't believe you're still in the same stance with the Hawks. Honestly, how many weeks ago did I call this? About 3 weeks ago now?
Listen, they're playing very well.
They're playing great, man.
But they won't win shit.
You don't reckon?
Nah.
If they went to the...
Like the Raptors.
Look, if it's... Oh.
Dwayne Casey, get off the grass. What's he on?
Look, I'm blaming Kamal Hilton at the moment. He's been going all the games. I think he jinxed him.
Yeah, he stuffed his own town.
Love you, Kamal.
Hello,
big fan of the show. Big fan of the show. Look, if the playoffs were tomorrow, they'd be going up against Brooklyn. 7-game series, who's winning that?
Let's not be silly. Atlanta.
Yeah, okay. So let's say it's a Washington-Miami series after that. Washington goes through. Do you think Atlanta can beat Washington in a 7-game series?
Tough one.
I mean, really, that's the only team I'm looking at, in all honesty, in my opinion, that right now, if they went to the playoffs right now, that's the only team I think would give them trouble.
Very tough one. They match up pretty well. I'm going to say Wizards.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's the swaying factor? Is it just the depth of Washington, or is it just is it John Wall? Is it the star factor?
Shut up for a minute. The John Wall, Bradley Beal combo at the back.
I don't know, man. I don't feel like they're getting the respect.
Well, they are, because every man and his dog's decided to write a piece on them every day.
I know, right? like I said to you the other night, I called this like 3 weeks ago. Now it's just funny that, you know.
it just goes, well, hang on, I can always call it. It's probably right. Let's write something. But yeah, no, I'm going the Wiz. And also, the Wiz can match him in body size too. You know, Millsap may give Nene a bit of trouble, but I think Nene can give him a bit of trouble on the other end as well. And Gortat's good.
What about Horford?
Horford's a gun. You know I love Horford.
Yeah.
But Atlanta just don't win things.
I'll tell you, man, they just feel like a different team to me this year. It's the vibe of the thing, Vince. It's the vibe of the thing.
Dennis DeNudo?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah. Stranger things have happened. Well, I don't know. I'm not falling for their shit again.
No. You think it's a little smoke and mirrors?
Not smoke and mirrors. I mean, you've got to give them some credit. They're playing some great ball, but I'm not buying what they're selling yet. And plus two, Horford is injury prone. Like, you touch wood, he doesn't, but jeez.
I don't think he's injury prone. I just think he's had...
Oh, dude, how many times has he missed half the season?
Look, it's not as if he gets these... He's just had two big injuries, that's all.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's enough. How's that Jeff Teague though?
Mate, they're all playing well. I'm not sure who. I mean, I know the debate's been going around the net, you know, how many All-Stars this team deserves. And, you know, of course, you know, everyone knows our stance on All-Star weekend, but I'm struggling to pinpoint anyone in particular. I mean, just the combination. It really does feel like coach has brought that whole San Antonio mentality to the squad, and that's kind of finally broken through this year. Does that make sense? That's what the kind of vibe I get when watching.
Well, it does because, I mean, he's working under arguably one of the best coaches of all time. He's not as good as Phil. But why wouldn't you? I mean, you've learned under the best. You want to bring those values and team ethos to the club you're going to and the culture and all that sort of stuff. And
yeah.
I mean, if you're a player, you're going to listen because he's come from such a successful franchise.
I mean, yeah, there is no sort of star, but... You know, there's no scrubs really on this team either.
No, not really. And the thing I like is getting guys like Damari Carroll come in. And
yeah, he's really... I know. I feel like he's been a big difference maker for this squad this year.
Like, bounced around the league and just found a home. They're the kind of signings you got to make. You know, find those diamonds in the rough, and slot them in and they perform for you. Like, I think he dropped 22 the other day, didn't he?
Oh, he's been playing so well. Like, I think he'll nail the most improved player.
ex-Grizzly player too.
Yes. Yes, we
Speaking of the Grizz, I had a chuckle to myself before. Guess who the Grizz are going to sign?
Who?
You gave me shit about it the other day.
Who?
He's very skinny.
I haven't approved anything.
He's very, very skinny.
Who?
He's playing in the D-League.
No. Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
Tyrus Thomas.
No, we're not.
You are.
Boo. I don't believe you. That's a lie.
Okay. When he signs, you have to slap yourself.
I don't believe you. No way. All right, let's attack Tyrus Thomas right now. I mean, look.
Signing is moments away. Could be signing as
When you get beat up your coach by your coach.
Who beat him up?
When he was playing for Charlotte.
Who beat him up?
Was it Paul Silas? Threw him against the locker?
Oh, it was too.
Yeah.
It's soft as butter, mate.
Mate. Look, this is my thing. This is that the exact post I sent to you that night too, with the link to the article on Tyrus Thomas making his comeback. He's still
shit
as skinny as Tayshaun Prince. Like, if you're trying to make a comeback and you're Tyrus Thomas, wouldn't you at least try and bulk up? That's one of the things that's, like, stuck with him. His whole early and short NBA career is how skinny he was and, like, he needed to bulk up. So wouldn't you, instead of giving them two things to sort of nitpick at you, A, maturity, B, you know, your size, wouldn't you at least try and eliminate one before making a comeback? I don't know. He's had 2 years off, like 2 years to bulk up.
Well, all he had to do was contact me. I would have put him on my diet. He would have thickened up pretty well. Yeah, you would have thought he'd be in the weight room and prepping up, wouldn't you? Another tilt at it. But
I just feel like no effort. No effort. It's not going to happen. He did not sign
with the Grizz. Well, you guys
signed him. We're not signed. I haven't read that anywhere. When did that happen?
Okay. Well, you got our good friend Audley Stevenson.
Mate, look, no one's contacted
me
about
this. He's in the know. He's in the know, I'm telling you. The old man is in the know.
I refuse to believe it.
Okay, well, when he signs, you slap yourself.
I'm not slapping myself. I'm just going to refuse to acknowledge and...
Dude, you have to buy his jersey. He's a waste of
$100. Oh, boy. No way. It's not happening.
He's not even fit to burn. And to think the Bulls traded LaMarcus Aldridge for him.
Insane. Insane thought now, right? It's almost as insane as the thought of Larry Sanders fighting his weed habit on a 10-game suspension.
Oh, my God. I have no sympathy for this vlog. I thought he might have had some depression or something, you know, like, oh, poor bugger, you know, hope you get through it. But no, you're just addicted to weed. And what did he say? I'm trying to figure out how I can get on with my life living without weed.
In 10 days. Yeah, good one.
In 10 days. Well done, champ. Get stuffed, go home, just pack up your bags, take your ball, go home and smoke weed and waste all your money.
He was actually playing all right as well. He actually looked like he was starting to turn it back around. I mean, he took last year off after his payday.
No sympathy for the
head scratcher. I say, if you're the Bucks, you know what? keep signing Kenyon Martin to those 10-day contracts because you're probably at this stage going to get more out of him.
What a shame. What was really starting to be promising. There's always one knucklehead in there.
There is.
Just doesn't get it.
Well, speaking of knuckleheads, every week we ask the Courtside members what teams and topics they'd like to hear about on the next episode of the Courtside Podcast. So here we are once again on our minisode, Vince. Let's get into some questions.
Let's.
All right. Courtside faithful, Brenton Cunningham. He wants to know...
Oh, Fritzel.
Fritzel. He wants to know... Man, he played terrible in 2K the other night. By
oh,
the way.
He was shit. I absolutely gave him a pasting and he went all quiet. Playing my park 3-on-3, he had me, him, and Crispy, Cam Cripps, loyal member. And Cunningham's players just, like, he's 6'10 and he was useless. He had no skills, nothing. So he spent $2.95 at the PlayStation store and bought $5,000 worth of virtual currency and upgraded his player a bit. And we ended up going winning a few games.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, he dunked on a guy to win.
Leaps and bounds from the games I was watching the other night.
Yeah, oh, it was terrible, wasn't it?
But anyway, I digress. Cunningham wants to know our thoughts on LeBron and the coach pushing incident. So David Blatt got up to, I suppose, defend LeBron, and LeBron's gave him the little shove, get out of the way, coach.
when I first saw it, I'm like, well, that doesn't work. But then after further review, it wasn't that bad. I think he was trying to just get him out of there and protect him and say, we don't need you getting a tech foul. Don't think it was that bad. I think it was just a bit of a storm in a teacup. People want to build this shit up because it's LeBron.
I've never seen LeBron do that before. I've never seen him push Coach Spo out of the way, or even Mike Brown. Not that you could probably move him, but...
But hang on. His first year, he bumped Coach Spo. Remember that?
That's true. Yeah, that is
Everyone's
true.
Everyone's, oh, he doesn't like him. Two titles later, oh, he's all right. I think, nothing in it. Nothing in it. I take him for what he said, his word. He's trying to protect his coach. I agree. After I reviewed it a lot, believe me, because I would be the first to jump all over it. I believe him. You obviously don't.
Well, no, I just don't think the players really respect him, and maybe that'll turn around. Maybe Coach Blatt needs to also prove himself to the players a little bit as well.
First thing I'd do is sack Tyronn Lue.
Oh yeah, wouldn't you?
Oh, you'd have to. You'd just see you later. I know. It didn't work out with the Brooklyn Nets the way they'd hoped under Jason Kidd, but after he got rid of Lawrence Frank, they looked a lot better.
Yeah.
There weren't mixed messages. Maybe that's what's happening down there.
It just feels... it's just that thing, with Tyronn Lue. It's like, although he hasn't come out and said anything publicly, it just feels like the reaction from the players and the reports we're hearing, it just feels like they're painting like a little bit of a snake in the grass.
Mm.
Like maybe he's in the players' ears a little bit more, or... Maybe that's just the effect of, Blatt being a rookie coach, though.
But he's not really. He's coached in Europe, and I know it's a different style and all that sort of stuff, but he's been bloody successful. If you can't coach, you're not going to have that kind of success.
Yeah.
He knows his X's and O's. He knows the game. Yeah. Maybe they've cleared the air because they beat the Bulls today pretty...
Well, LeBron's been on a tear since his rest, so amazing what a little bit of a few days off will do for you, because he's been on a tear since he's been back.
Hey, well, maybe he's fit and healthy, and that's what they need. Jesus Christ, a fit and healthy LeBron ain't going to hurt anyone.
Yeah. Our next question comes from Philip Brown, and he wants to know, is there a chance the Knicks could be the worst team in the history of the NBA? He can't see his team winning another game. Phil, you beat the Pelicans today.
Yes, he was quite happy.
I almost didn't believe it when I got told.
But is there a chance? there's no chance you are.
Oh.
Zing! The worst team in history. Sorry, Phil. But they at least, you know what, credit to Phil. He still watches them.
Hey, that's a true fan right there.
He is, man. He is Australia's biggest Knicks fan, and he gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning some mornings and just watches his Knicks get smashed and cops it on the chin. And one day when they do win a chip and Phil's watching, it'll be all that much sweeter.
Yeah. I love that, though. I love fans who stick with their team through thick and thin. That's when you know the true ballers.
Hey, look, I know we're rebuilding, but I still love watching the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's just your team. That's what you do.
Our next question comes from Stu Benson. He wants to know who's going to sign Ray Allen. You think he's coming back? Stu's pretty convinced that he's been working out daily and he's almost positive he's going to come back. So,
Stu got him on speed dial, has he?
Maybe.
If he comes back, are we going to be straight after All-Star weekend? And it'll be whoever's won the most games and he can think he can win a championship, I'm guessing. Whoever looks the best, he'll sign with.
Think he'd take a chance with Chicago?
I think so. I think Chicago's best ball is on its way. Don't worry about how they're playing at the minute. Did I tell you a Bulls fan unfollowed me?
Uh-oh. But why? You're such a big Gasol fan.
Gasol, this is what cheats me about some Bulls fans. They think they've had Pau Gasol for the last 10 years.
Uh-oh.
Long story short, when he signed, all of them came out and said, oh, you couldn't possibly start Pau Gasol over Taj Gibson, so I don't like to stir any trouble.
Of course not.
I made a mental note of it, and every time he plays well, I just write, sorry, type. I just type, yeah, start Taj Gibson over Pau Gasol. Still makes me laugh, and this Bulls fan straight away, you have been unfollowed by such and such. I'm like, oh, come on, just having a bit of fun, mate. They can't hack it. No, he'd be good at the Bulls, because I think come to playoffs, they're going to be playing their best ball, especially when they get Noah firing, because he is struggling. He's not healthy. He's carrying that knee, and just rest the guy, and you can start Taj Gibson.
Our next question comes from Gavin Silvey, who's on an absolute tear on Facebook right now. He wants to know, how much longer before Boogie Cousins explodes?
Never. Well, give him another 10 games. He'll have his odd explosions, but they're not as big and they're not as bad as McCoy makes him out to be.
Look, they did him a big injustice by not keeping Mike Malone. Like, that, for me, is one of the brain fart moves of the season so far, for sure. I don't think you can blame Mike Malone for the losing while Cousins was out, because when he was healthy, they were tearing it up, so...
Yeah, and Tyrone Corbin, not the answer.
Pretty poo. Pretty poo. He also wants to know, will the Knicks buy out Amari and Bargnani?
Trying to trade Bargnani, don't think they'll buy out Amari.
Agree with you, totally. And they're gonna trade Bargnani for, like, a cup holder or something.
Whoever gets him's getting a hell of a cook,
I'll tell you. Oof. Long flights, man.
Gotta eat. Cooking up his buster.
He also wants to know, are the Raps still okay, or was the schedule making them look good? I feel like just the DeRozan injury hurt him a bit. Mm. I mean, Lowry's simmered down a little bit. I mean, this team is still dangerous.
They're just a good team.
I mean, they got spanked by the Hawks by about 20 in Toronto.
Yeah.
And they did not look good. They look very deflated. I know Lowry called a players-only meeting to address it, and then they come out and gave the Bucks what for today. But I think they carry the momentum really well from the end of last season into this year. They're going to have a lull. It's good they're having it now right before All-Star weekend, because it's going to give them enough time to get that second breath and keep rolling.
Yeah, I agree, man. When I look at the Raptors, I just see a good team. You know?
Yeah. DeRozan's back now, so, you know, give him a few games to heat up and, to shake the injury off.
Yep, another weapon back on the court. That's good. Wait till Landry Fields catches fire.
Oof.
Oof.
I reckon Kamal's got more game than Landry at the minute.
He also wants to know, will OKC make it to the playoffs?
I think OKC might have turned the corner.
Holy crap, man. Holy crap. When Kevin Durant is dropping 35 and 12, and Westbrook's coming out and dropping 17, 17 and 15. Look, that's a hard team to beat right there.
Yeah, but they were playing great, though, before all that. Like, the last few games, they've been killing it.
I just want
to... Dion Waiters, thank you, slides in
beautifully. Hey, look, tip of the cap, Vince, tip of the cap.
No, we're not accepting your tip of the cap.
Okay, well, stuff
you. You have absolutely reamed this bloke from pillar to post, pummeled him, and now you want to tip your hat? No, as his representative on this show, I will not accept your tip of the hat.
Players rep Vince Germano.
You can get stuffed.
Well, stuff you. Yeah. You know what? I think half at schedule. I want to see where they're at after these next 8 games. Let's see where they're at.
I'm going to say they're making playoffs.
I'm going to say they miss out.
I think they're turning the corner. I think they're going to go on a big run.
I'm going to say it comes down to one game. The last game of the regular season is going to be a breakdown. Dion Waiters will not pass the ball to Kevin Durant or Westbrook and pull up for a deep three. Air ball, they miss out in playoffs. That's what's going to happen, Vince.
And that's why you're a dickhead.
Take that, players rep.
You'll see.
Our next question comes from Kalen Woods. He wants to know our thoughts on Boston's moves. A ridiculous amount of picks coming their way. Do they make a bigger move, or do they draft some, trade some?
Well, clearly Woodsy's a bit behind on the shows because...
We covered this, didn't we?
Well, in fairness, he has moved to the whole state away to Queensland. So,
you know what? I don't think that's an excuse, because the Courtside Podcast, Vince, is available for download. So you don't need to stream it. You can just download it. And enjoy it.
That's true. So get stuff, Woodsy. You can bloody download and find out what our thoughts on the Celtics are.
Episode 215, buddy. Had a special guest that one. Check it out. Do yourself a favour.
Who are you, Molly Melton?
Our next question comes from Kamal Hilton. And he wants to know, what's up with the Raptors lately? It's been a struggle last few games. You've jinxed them, man.
You've been going.
You've been
hearing all these players.
You jinxed them.
We love Kamal.
He's the man.
We have to get him on. We have to get him on the show one day.
I hit him up before we recorded tonight, but it was a bit late. A bit late notice.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, definitely get him on.
He's in Canada, you know.
That is true. Are we still in the future? If he's in Canada,
we are. We're in the future.
He also had a follow up question. He said, "Do you think Russell Westbrook is a douchebag for how he treats the media?"
No, I don't. Because I've seen some of the questions they ask him. He's just. I think that's Rusty just having a bit of fun.
Yeah, I mean, he was making a bit of fun with the whole Marshawn Lynch quote. Just but in saying that, I have heard he's a bit of a dick to some reporters.
Yeah, and those reporters have probably been dicks to him.
We actually had a comment when I posted this on the Courtside Facebook page, and it was came from Jay Walton, who actually lives in Oklahoma City. And he said, I believe the reporter was, his name was Barry Trammell. And he said he's a reporter for the Daily Oklahomian and is who Russ was referring to. It was an act Russ put on mimicking Marshawn Lynch of the Seahawks. Russell was upset because he's been criticized for not executing repeatedly by this reporter. Yes, he was a jerk, but athletes are regular people too. Plus, the man has been through enough with the media and knows the reporter was waiting for something just so he could twist it. Outside of this particular interview, Russ is a positive in the community. Donates to charity, helps the disabled, visits school, and can be often caught smiling and laughing. I know personally, and live here in OKC. I was like, that's pretty cool to leave that comment, actually.
Bloody oath. Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
He liked our page, did he?
I don't know if he liked our page. He just left a comment. I was like, that's kind of cool.
We'll get him to like the page. Download the show. Download it. You got internet in OKC, don't you?
Do it.
It's just, yeah, like I said, there's Rusty having a bit of fun. It's very, very dry humour, I would say.
Did you hear about your boy? Our boy.
You were supposed to be giving us updates, just a reminder.
Look, do you know how hard it is to get updates? They barely have internet, okay? Back off. Doing the best I can.
Look, it's
59 points and the All-Star MVP, Michael Beasley. Wow.
Why are the Lakers signing this guy? He's getting for nothing.
Honestly, why is this kid playing over there? I'm glad he's getting his confidence back, even if no one's playing D on him.
Yeah, but just look, let him go over there, have his fun, come back with a ton of confidence,
and just attack the rim.
And yeah, come back and just. Hopefully he's rejuvenated and off his little smoking habit as well.
Yeah.
To be fair, I know I'm not giving Sanders any sympathy, but I like Michael Beasley, so he gets my sympathy. No, I just like the guy. I like his game. I just want him to do well. All right, Sanders.
You've turned the corner.
I'll weaken him.
You've turned the corner. Watch out! Here it comes!